Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Clinton Honcomb. Father Clint lives in Chicago, Illinois, and his preaching today is entitled Squeezing Through the Narrow Gate.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, Jesus is asking a question that many of us have probably wondered at some point. Will only a few people be saved? But instead of giving a number or a statistic, Jesus turns the question back on the crowd and on us. He says, strive to enter through the narrow gate. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. It's not a casual suggestion. The word strive comes from Greek, agonizomai, which means to struggle. Struggler, contend, fight. It's the same word used to describe athletes competing in a race. Jesus is telling us that salvation isn't something we drift into. It's not something we just happen upon. We have to pursue a purpose. The narrow gate is not narrow, I don't think, because God wants to exclude people. It's narrow because it requires us to let go of baggage we so often carry, the baggage that weighs us down, things like pride, resentment, selfishness, or indifference. Because you can't squeeze through the narrow gate while clinging to everything the world says you need. So what does striving look like in our daily lives? It looks like forgiving someone who doesn't deserve it. It looks like choosing honesty when a lie would be easier. It looks like showing up for prayer even when we feel dry or distracted or when we don't want to. Looks like loving the poor, the lonely, the forgotten, not just in theory, but in action. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. Jesus isn't trying to scare us, rather he's inviting us. In a sense, he's saying, don't settle for the wide road of comfort and convenience. But rather come, follow me. Even if the path is steep, even if the path is narrow. Because on the other side of that gate is life and joy, happiness, and communion with God. So today on this Sunday, we might ask ourselves, what do I need to let go of to pass through that narrow gate? And how can I strive, not just once, but how can I strive each and every day to walk the path that leads to life? May God bless you today as you enjoy this beautiful Sunday. Follow the way of Jesus.